Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. May is spinning out of control as we head into its second half with the company of the Ojibwe Budding Flowers Moon this weekend. Although my declaration of spring doesn't match up with the calendar, I proclaim it's official in the Gunflint Lake neighborhood as of last Saturday, May 11. The lake still had some icy odds and ends jammed up by the wind at the far end to the east. But for all practical purposes, the old gal was 99.9% rippling as of last Saturday evening. Remnant patches of snow remain in shaded areas as the only sign there even was a winter. And further to affirm it's over, my dear wife said it's time to take down the Let It Snow sign and get the lawn chairs onto the deck. Ice out is always a big relief at the Wildersmith place, as the crystalline rush to get out of here has often played havoc with my household lake water system. The Icy Disappearance Act was gentler this time, in spite of piling up considerable shards against our shore and on top of the pipe encasement. So all that worry is behind us now, and this area may have had its last below-freezing night. The annual concern about wildfire, as the territory dries out this time of year, prompted action to get sprinkler system pump hoses into the water. With great help from a friend down the road and his cousin, my task is now done. It did require wading into the water, which was 37 degrees at the time. With leaky waders, I assure you it got my attention, and made for hasty exodus after several entries. There was no monkeying around. A heads up to all, get those wildfire sprinkler systems ready as soon as possible while we wait for the tempering green-up of our landscape. It seems some things just fall right in line as the hard water gives way. An example was a mosquito attack on the first full day after. I suppose the surveillance crew of last week got the buzz out, and I became a prime target while finishing up the lakeshore water work last Sunday. Sadly, this bugging issue is only going to get worse over the next few weeks, so I'll be trading the parka for netting any day. I received several reports of loon returns over the past week. Word from the staff up at Chickwack confirms those residents have come in and are back on the nest, too. With a little good luck avoiding raptor predation and black fly terrorism, we'll be seeing a new generation of chicks from that nest sometime during June, week one. Meanwhile, word comes from the Mid-Trail neighborhood telling of bear activity on the upswing. Guess there's a big papa bear rumbling around, and a mama with her yearling cubs making candid appearances. Bear scat has been discovered in the Mile of Pine neighborhood, but no Bruno observations yet. Fine with me. Moose are on the loose with a number of sightings, and even more evidence is reported on backcountry roads of their meanderings. One would suppose calves are coming into the world. And if not here already, they will be soon. The hum of outboard motors broke the silence of lake country as dozens of boats sped by in search of favorite finny hangouts last weekend. The only person I've talked to indicated excitement to get on the water, but limited catching. The deep waters of Gunflint and other big bodies are just too cold for much walleye action this early. However, I'm confident luck may have been better on lakes shallower and perhaps warmer from earlier ice out. Whereas many anglers find North Lake a catching paradise, I'm told they were stymied to get from Gunflint into North Lake because of the ice jam at Gunflint's Sand Beach End. This problem is likely history now as this scoop airs. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great as spring's bloom hankers for warmth and rain.